If marital sex is all about trust, connection, and respect from the woman's perspective, how is it that a married woman can cut off sex with her husband, the father of their children, and then enter into an affair with a married man? So my heart goes out to this man, and that it's clear this is what he's experiencing. And it's a very difficult situation to be in. So in answering the question, this is the story we tell the world, that for us as women, sex is about trust, connection, and respect. That's a story, and it's a lie that good men don't know any better in. Sex is a tool we use to get what we want as women, and we will abandon our responsibilities, abandon our marriage, the man we say we love the most, and go run off with someone who has no connection or respect for us, and there's no trust there. So that's just a story. The reason we cut off sex is because we marry for the wrong reasons. We cut off sex because we got married to be taken care of, and the unrealistic expectation that our husbands are supposed to make us happy. When men can't live up to our ridiculous expectations, standards, and the ever-moving goalposts of our demands, we cut off sex as a punishment and withholding from you because of the hurt we feel you are doing to us and our emotional delusion that we're so unhappy and thinking you're the cause of our unhappiness when you're not. This is another example of how a good man can't understand a woman and our wiring internally in this, because a good man would never ever do this in his marriage to his wife and would never have that level of cruelty and mean-spiritedness just randomly to his wife. It's a shocking disbelief for a good man to grasp how selfish, cruel, and mean-spirited we can be as women. So all we focus on in the marriage is what we think you're doing wrong, that we believe is making us unhappy. So the trust, respect, and connection is gone. We killed it. We brutally murdered it with our woman ways and how we show up and our manipulative, emasculating, and gaslighting behaviors to make you feel that you are the problem. And then the hurt and the blame we have towards you for our miserableness. We can't see our own role in our own choices and our own behaviors that are making us unhappy. From that place, some married women will then have an affair, because they feel you've let them down. They feel entitled and are extremely selfish to go find someone to fill that emptiness and make us happy, which they won't be able to do it either. You want to watch Why Married Women Cheat under the live tab on the channel to get more of a more in-depth perspective to this. But some women will find a married man to have an affair with because he's miserable, often because of what his wife has done to him and her emasculation. And the woman that's after him is in her facade. So he thinks she's wonderful. And how could her husband treat her so poorly? She's so wonderful. And then they have an affair. And so many men, and even outside this context of what we're talking about in an affair, have fallen for their wives' stories of how awful her ex-boyfriends were, how awful her ex-husband was, and don't even question it. It's a story. It's a story. So the emotional connection that a married woman and a married man make from their own being miserable in their marriages is that emotional connection is a fantasy world. It's not based in reality. It's based in this fantasy of coming together and having something new and being able to relate to each other and how sad and lonely or unhappy they are in their marriages, and create a whole other false relationship that isn't going to have a strong foundation and won't work. Again, we're wired different. Men make a vow, make a commitment, and mean it. As women, we say our vows, but they're empty words. There's no commitment behind it. We don't even realize what we're saying or that we're even making a commitment. We haven't thought about the long haul of a marriage. We've just thought about the wedding day or what we want out of marriage, but don't think of what we have to do to actually make the marriage work and make it good, or what we need to do for ourselves to be happy in ourselves. And because then there's no commitment behind those vows, we can't see how our choices, such as having an affair, married man or not, affect and impact our kids, our husbands, other people. Just no awareness of that because we feel entitled to what we want that we think will make us happy. So the solution here, women, you've got to learn to be happy in yourself, to feel good about who you are. You need to grow up and get out of the fantasy land that your husband is supposed to make you happy, and that, or that there's some other man out there that will make you happy. No, wherever you go, there you will be. It's you. So working on yourself to build a relationship with yourself and to be happy. Hello again. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch today. For those women listening who know you are the problem and you want a path forward to change your woman ways and truly be happy in yourself, I have a course for women called the Happiness Program. And the Happiness Program teaches you to resolve the unhealthy relationship you have with yourself so that you can be the solution to the issues and challenges in your marriage and your life. You can find the link in the description below to learn more about the course and apply to enroll. For the good men listening who want a way to take back the power you've unknowingly given away to your wives, I also have a course for you called the Marriage Rescue Course for Good Men Only. And the course teaches you how to rebuild your strength and confidence so that you can navigate the relationship with your wife in a healthy, constructive way. Again, you can find the link below in the description to learn more about the course and apply to enroll. Again, thank you so much for watching today, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.